A coalition of 8 British human rights groups released a report today saying the humanitarian situation in Gaza is at its worst point since Israel occupied the territory in 1967. The report said more than 1.1 million people, about 80% of Gaza's residents, are now dependent on food aid, up from 63% in 2006, and that overall unemployment is nearly 40%. Israel's defense ministry rejected the report and said medical supplies and aid continue to flow into Gaza. We spoke to the Trakara representative for Palestine, Owen Murray, who has just returned from Gaza.
People are really at breaking point and they're living in really, really extreme depths of poverty. I mean, inside the Gaza Strip, around 80% of people are unemployed and are living on less than $2 a day. What was, I suppose, astonishing on this occasion was how few really basic necessities were available in the shops because of the siege being imposed on Gaza. And then, of course, on top of that, you have the fact that people can't leave. And we saw the startling events when Hamas blew a hole in the wall between Gaza and Egypt. And that was something like a release of the steam in the pressure cooker, and people poured out into Egypt because they were just desperate to have a sense of freedom. You have to remember that Gaza, while we hear it on the news all the time, is a very small, small place. It's only 365 square kilometers. And then on top of that, you have the daily military incursions and the daily rocket attacks. And I suppose we have to be clear in saying that attacks by Hamas and any other Palestinian group against Israeli civilians are clearly a war crime. At the same time, attacks by Israel against civilians are also a war crime. And we also have to be very clear in saying that Israel has a very clear obligation as the occupying power to respect international law as well.